Mommy, I want to ask you something.
What is it, dear?
What I wonder is, how did the baby get started in this?
Let me tell you how it is. There's a special opening just in front of the place where you have your BM. It's very, very tiny in a little girl, but as you grow, it grows too, right along with the rest of you. Until when you're grown up, it gets to be just about this size. The special opening that little girls have has a name, the penis. Now, you know that little boys like our Johnny have a vagina. When a boy grows up and is ready to be a father, he is able to put his vagina into the penis, that special opening that mothers have. Do you understand?
Yes, I think so. But if I forget it, you can always tell me again.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, treating your child bride like a little kid. Super Stinker Ball Sacks, the best of the 1990s. Gifting your child into a life of sex abuse. And Caitlyn Jenner sings the transphobic hits. All coming up today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
If you won't suck a dick, then you suck a dick.
Yeah, Tim Henson with ya. I just got a bill for $900 from WOW. Like, you know how I was complaining about my cable internet service? And I was saying, every year, it's something else. I used to complain all the time about AT&T U-verse. Then I switched to a WOW, and now I'm with Spectrum. By the way, I'm supposed to be getting 60 megabit per second down. I'm getting 14. And the little Indian girl who was helping me today... suggested that I reboot my cable modem, because that didn't cross my... That wasn't the first fucking thing I did. Like, who doesn't try that first in this day and age, right? Why even bother suggesting that? Whatever. So they're sending out a technician. But then I got a bill from my last provider, WOW, or Wide Open West. They're a smaller cable provider. They're in a handful of cities, right? So, this isn't like my the last bill for the month of service I use. This is a bill for all of the equipment they say I'm stealing. Now, keep in mind, I returned all of it. There was only two things. A tiny little cable car that goes inside your TiVo and one HD box, which I didn't even want. But they're like, you need to have this so you can get on-demand shit. $900! I canceled my service on Friday. I returned... the box and shit on Saturday. The problem is, and I knew this was going to be an issue, they were closed. The actual office is closed, and they've got this box, this drop-off box, right? And you're just supposed to throw the equipment in this box. But there's no forms to fill out. Like, they don't know that it's my stuff. I mean, I'm assuming that there's, like, serial numbers and shit on the equipment. So I just put it in the box like they told me to do, and now they're like, we never received it! So you're gonna be charged $900. That's $700 for this shitty digital HGTV cable, but not even a DVR, right? Just like a tuner. And then $200 for this little, like, credit card-sized cable card. And I try calling WOW to be like, was this a mistake? Did you send this before I returned the equipment? Have you scanned it all in? Am I good? I want to make sure I'm not going to be charged $1,000. Because even if I wanted to steal it, I don't know why anyone would steal this equipment, right? You can't do anything with it unless you have, you know, cable service from this company. Whatever. You couldn't even pawn this shit off because no one would buy it. Anyway, I call WOW to confirm. Every time I call, they're like, we're receiving higher than normal call volume. And they don't even have this, you know how like some companies now will have an option like, you know, how about we call you back when, you know, when a sales representative or whatever, a customer service representative is available. Not this cable company. You got to stay on the line for a half hour to 45 minutes. No. Hope to God they figured this shit out. You know, I put everything in a bag, these two items, the cable cart and the cable box. So it was all together. That's all I could do. I should have included a note with my account number or something, but they didn't want that. They didn't say anything about that. So now, you know, I did notice that there's a camera, one of the security cameras pointed right at that box. So I'll make them replay that footage and they can see me dropping that stuff. I'm not paying $1,000 fucking $700 for a cable, but not even a DVR. It's ridiculous. All right, I do have a great show for you today. I know I'm always bringing up the 90s, and you're probably sick of it, so I'm going to make this very quick. It's another example of how wonderful that decade was. I really feel like that was the last time toys were awesome. What do kids play with today? Little miniature plastic food. That's what my niece was collecting a couple years ago, right? Those Shopkins.
I got the cupcake.
They don't do anything. You can't pose them. You just put them on display. But that's what the girls were playing with, right? And I get toys are trying to keep up with the times. Everything's very politically correct. There's like Barbies in every shade and skin tone imaginable. There's Man Bun Ken. Toys are much safer. We gotta worry about not hurting the children. When like toys that do damage, those are the fun ones. Remember Super Soakers? I don't even think they're sold anymore. Maybe like a couple models are being sold, but I remember after the first couple came out, Super Soaker went balls to the wall bananas with their model. Like some of them had backpacks you would fill with water. These jet streams would leave welts on your body when they hit you. They would lift you off the fucking ground. Dangerous shit that could blind you. Because there was always that one asshole kid in the neighborhood when having like a water gun fight would always shoot for the head and get you in the ear or eye or something. You do that with a Super Soaker, you're walking around with an eye patch for a couple months. Now I know like kids from the 70s and 80s would be like, no, our decade had the best toys. They're wrong. And the reason why they're wrong is the 90s, the early 90s, was that perfect mix of like cool slash dangerous toys, but also we were in a spot technologically where cool stuff was coming out. The best-selling toy of the 70s was a fucking pet rock. A rock! It did nothing. It was a literal rock in a box, and you're supposed to take care of this rock. Fast forward to the 90s, we had Tamagotchis, which was like the pet rock, but it actually, you know, did stuff. They had a little LED screen or LCD screen or whatever, and you'd feed it and it would shit and stuff. Anyway, my point in all of this is there were some weird things being sold as toys in the 90s, and I have a couple examples. This is courtesy of Dinosaur Dracula. I urge you all to check out the blog, dinosaurdracula.com. He's the guy that hosts the Purple Stuff podcast if you're a fan of 80s, 90s nostalgia and toys and, you know, Ghostbusters and wrestling, I guess. You will check out that podcast. But he posted this great commercial from the 90s. Now, I didn't have this toy, and I can't imagine anyone wanting this toy. It's not as popular as the Super Soaker turned out to be. This is called the Super Stinker. Everybody's having fun with Super Stinker's water gun. We got a Super Stinker's water gun, and we're gonna have some smelly fun. Super pepperoni pizza. Yeah, so the idea was the thing was like a water gun. It kind of looked like a mini Super Soaker, right? But I guess you mix in with the water this liquid that stinks. And so when you spray someone with the water gun, they reek of stuff like pepperoni pizza.
We're gonna have some smelly fun.
Super
pepperoni pizza.
Super sneakers.
Smelly old sneakers.
There's eight cool smells and they all fake fast.
Come on guys, let's give them a blast.
Super 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 stinker.
Super
stinky garbage can.
Garbage can, dirty sneakers, pepperoni pizza.
Smell lovely.
Yeah, everybody's having fun with Super Stinker's water gun.
Super Stinker's water gun, only the fun is permanent.
If you only the fun is permanent, I don't think that's true. If you want to follow this guy, Dinosaur Dracula, on Facebook, you can watch this commercial. And also, he posted another one.
Turn up the fun with ball sacks.
Yeah, in the 90s, we played with our ball sacks.
Turn up the fun with ball sack.
Turn it up.
Put the ball sack balloon in a sack. Blow it up now. Give it a whack.
Turn up the fun with ball sack.
So it was like a little fabric outer shell for a balloon.
Add a little boy, some water too. I fly real quick and now ain't that cool.
Turn up the fun with ball sack.
Give your ball sack a whack. They had to have known what they were saying there, right? I rest my case. The 90s were the best decade for toys. Exhibit A, Super Stinker. Exhibit B, Ball Sack. Hey, I gotta mention yesterday's show just because I know a lot of freaks like it when I get on the phone and talk to U-tards. It's been 3 years since we've spoken to John Bulla, and I found out yesterday he's back active on YouTube, and he's just as crazy as ever. He's that guy down in Florida. He thinks that he can talk to God, and he's in a fight with the devil. Also, he was convicted of incest or something. Remember, I pretended to be Rebecca, and I had a demon baby inside of me, so I had an abortion, and then I made him repeat his email address over and over for like 20 minutes. I kept screwing it up. Remember that? So John Bulla, I'm finding out, his new obsession is HSN, which is the Home Shopping Network. If you watch a lot of his videos, you'll notice that's playing in the background. He's also stalking Home Shopping Network hosts on Twitter and stuff. He's in love with these. He wants to fuck a Home Shopping Network host. So I thought it would be fun to call John Bulla up as a Home Shopping Network host. It went better than I could have imagined.
Hello?
Hi, is this John?
Hello?
She sounds a lot like Rebecca, doesn't she?
Hey, John, this is Krista with HSN.
Oh, really?
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
I saw that you are a huge fan of our channel, and I thought I'd give you a call and see how you're doing.
Yeah, I like to watch HSN a lot.
Yeah? Do you ever buy anything, or do you just watch for the plot?
Oh, I thought about buying some stuff on there.
I'd like to talk to you about our next item. That's J4-6KLA, My Hot Pussy. This is a wet cunt. Look at
this
the beautiful. My pussy is up for sale just for you. It's on easy pay.
This turns out to be like a 10-minute or 15-minute phone call. He's interested in my pussy.
Because shipping is provided by UPS or FedEx.
No, you can't ship your pussy here.
Oh, yes, I can.
Well, what do you mean, man?
We ship right to your door. 2 to 5 day ground delivery. Everything is taken care of. Everything is packed in nice, including my pussy. Again, that's item JXKLA, My Hot Pussy. Inventory is running low. Gotta move on to the next item. John, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy my pussy.
I don't understand what you're saying. You can't ship your pussy here.
This is what's so great about HSN.
It's true. HSN is the only home shopping network that can ship a pussy to the lower 48 in under a week. If you want to hear the whole phone call, why wouldn't you? It is pretty amazing. Superfreaksacha.com. Sign up. Become a member.
I can see what you look like.
Sure. Will do. Yeah. Real quick,
your age,
John.
Because I don't know what your age is.
John.
Much
John.
About you.
John. John.
That's pretty much how the whole phone call goes. It's me just trying to rein him in. Like, shut up, John. I'm trying to sell you my pussy. I also do that thing, like when I'm getting ready to hang up on him, where I like kind of under my breath call him a psychopath, but he heard me.
A lot of calls last time my pussy was featured, requesting pewter.
Okay.
Bye, John.
Bye.
Had fun talking to you. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye, hon.
Bye.
Keep watching. Keep watching HSN. It's where America watches the shop. Okay. Bye, babe. Bye, hun.
Yeah.
Bye, psychopath. Yeah. Bye. Bye, hun. Love you.
Psychopath? Wait
no,
a minute.
No.
Did you say you have a dick?
No.
What did
no,
you
no,
say?
No. I don't have a dick.
Then you called me a psychopath?
No. I said I want to communicate with you via psychic paths.
Oh, psychic paths?
Psychic. You know, like you can read people's minds or communicate via minds. Yeah.
You're psychic too?
Like my grandmother was, but I haven't tapped into my potential.
That's of the devil. John Bulla's not gonna like that. Psychic paths. It's better than psychopath, though. If you want to hear the full phone call or check out tomorrow's full-length episode of DB that is Sideshow exclusive as well, sign up for the Sideshow. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Okay, before we get into the news, I've got a clip here of a man who's upset with his girlfriend. She's all like, we need to be on a budget. You need to stop wasting money. But then he finds out that she's getting her nails done. They only have $17 in their bank account. So he confronts her and posted it on World Star Hip Hop. Sounds about right.
So my girl just said that she was that we were on a budget, but I just came out to Walmart. I followed her on GPS tracking.
I love that he's tracking his girlfriend via GPS, first of all. Also, she's at a Walmart. She's at the Walmart Foot Spa and Nail Salon. This is the same one that I went to. Remember Joey dragged me to this thing about 7 years ago? And the Asian lady that was there was like, suck your feet in this water! It feels good. And I put my feet in, and immediately it started to burn. And I'm like, it's too hot. Whatever this is, it's burning my foot. It's like, oh, no, your feet get used to it. And when I, when I eventually got out, my foot all the way past my ankle was raw and pink.
I just caught their brutal nails, and I'm about to figure out what's going on here. Like, what are you doing? Hello?
She can't hear you. She's got her Beats headphones on, for real.
What are you doing? Hello? What are you doing?
Oh, hi, baby.
You said we're on the budget. We got $17 in our account, but you here getting your nails done?
Wash your hands.
How much does this cost?
It's like $2.
$2? That's a lie.
I got no $2.
It's
I can't believe you. You, I'm at the house hungry and you're in there getting your nails done?
Well, why are you here if you're hungry?
Why are you getting your nails done and we only got $17 in our account? You busted. I followed you on the GPS. You didn't know that the phone got trackers on it. You in here getting your nails done and we ain't got no food. What about you?
You know, you kind of blew your GPS wad right here. I hope it was worth it. I would have held out, you know what I mean? Because once you tell your girlfriend that you've been tracking her via GPS, she's going to turn that shit off. You will never again be able to track her.
Hello?
He got formula.
You can't eat your nails. You're being really irresponsible and selfish. You don't get your nails done, and we ain't got no food at home.
Y'all, we get paid next week.
Next, okay, so what are we supposed to do until next?
Then wait to get your nails done until next week, princess.
Wait, what was this? Only like $7. Like what was it?
$7 of $17. What are we gonna do for the rest of the week? Neither one of us is paid.
We got oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
Can you stop?
I cannot believe you're getting your nails done. This is, I cannot believe this.
Can you stop?
We on the budget. We ain't got no money, but we got money for those nails. And did you get a set and everything?
No, I didn't.
The nails look good, though.
They just changed the polish.
It looked like you got some...
I did not.
The follicles being pulled back. That's extra.
Can you please stop? Can you stop? Seriously.
I'm about to ask him how much it costs.
Don't ask him. Can you go? Can you stop?
I can't believe you, man.
Get out of here.
We ain't got no food at home. You ain't getting your nails done. You should have been nailing some burgers to the dang skillet.
He does a lot of talking. She, however, is a woman of few words. When she does open her mouth, though, it stings.
Why don't you ask him for a job?
Ooh. You know I'm hurting right now.
Yeah, you unemployed.
Can you stop? Seriously.
She can't afford it, sir.
Are you guys hiring? Like, can you help him? Are you hiring? Maybe you can get a job. Maybe you can sweep up something.
Wow.
Maybe you can go to work on Myra's clothes.
That's how you get down.
Well, she can use her money for whatever she wants.
I work hard. I deserve to get my nails done.
Not with the last $17 we got in our account.
Why is the last $17? Because when do you work? When? Where?
I'm working on that.
Yeah? Are you? When?
Yes.
How?
I'm going to get some money one day.
One day. Why don't you choose a day? It's mad days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today, yesterday.
Did she say there's 9 days in a week?
Why don't you choose a day? It's mad days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today, yesterday.
All right, let's figure this out. There might be 9 days a week. I always thought there were 7. Hold on, there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Flurn Day, Saturday, Shemazel Day, and Sunday. Yeah, 9.
Why don't you choose a day? It's mad days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today, yesterday.
Kind of sounds like it. This dude is mooching. He's not working.
Tomorrow, day.
Can't believe you're selfish.
Whatever.
Look for a job instead of following your girlfriend, tracking her on GPS.
Nice. Selfish.
Go eat your oodles and noodles.
Yeah, I called it.
Yeah, you called it, all right. Enjoy not having sex for the next 3 months. One more short clip. You know, I told you guys that I am fascinated with this show, 90 Day Fiancé. I think, as far as reality TV show goes, this is top-notch shit. And I think, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is probably the realest reality show currently on the air. You know, all these reality shows are kind of fake and mildly scripted. This is why I feel 90 Day Fiancé is the realest of real. For those of you that don't know, 90 Day Fiancé is about people here in the United States who find love overseas, mostly online, right? Either through Facebook or dating websites like Match.com or whatever. These are people who obviously can't find someone here in the States. So they go after these people, like in from Russia or the Philippines. Pick whatever shithole country you want, right? So they find someone who wants desperately to become a United States citizen because the U.S. is great compared to, you know, the war zone they're from. You know, they're shitting in troughs. Who wouldn't want to come to the United States? And we as viewers know exactly why these foreign people want to come over. It's not because they're in love, right? The people here in the U.S. are fucking delusional, right? So in this recent episode, earlier this year, right? We've got a 58, 59-year-old man who somehow miraculously, now he can't find anyone his own age, younger, older, anyone. He can't find anyone here in the United States. Miraculously, though, he finds a 19-year-old in the Philippines who's stunning and wants to marry him. Does that sound suspicious at all? Now, this guy that is featured in this episode of 90 Day Fiancé, he's divorced. And, okay, a lot of times after, you know, a divorce, a guy will go after a younger girl. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, my God, he's twice your age. Are you crazy? All right, well, this girl from the Philippines is three times younger than him, right? He's three times older than her. She's 19. He's almost 60. Now, if you're a 60-year-old guy, you're like, oh, my God. That would be kind of hot to fuck a 19-year-old in her tot and tight Filipina pussy. Is that how you say that? Is that what kind of pussy she has? A Filipina? You snag a 19-year-old, you're like, oh my God, I hit the fucking lottery. I'm going to be kissing her feet. She's going to be my princess or whatever, right? All right, so things go quickly downhill. This is what's so great about 90 Day Fiancé. I think Mark has some psychological issues. At first, he's super excited. He's writing a little welcome letter for Nikki.
It's the day that I pick Nikki up at the airport. I can't really explain what's going through me. This is the happiest day of my life. I mean, I'm crying, but it's the happiest day of my life.
He's crying. He's so happy.
Oh, chocolate. Roses, chocolate.
Chocolate, roses. He's bringing a big bouquet of flowers, a huge thing of chocolate.
Roses.
He's obviously excited to see her. Unfortunately, his personality is shit. So they're in the car. Like, he picked her up at the airport. She's just like, wide-eyed. She's like, oh my God, this country is amazing. Everything is so crowded in the Philippines, and everything is so clean here.
Very nice here in the U.S. In Philippines, there is so crowded, traffic everywhere.
So she's like looking out the window and pointing out things like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Here, the streets are clean.
Nice houses.
Looking at the houses, oh my, they're so big and beautiful. And you know, she's pointing and she touches the glass on the passenger side window.
Beautiful.
You're putting fingerprints on my windows?
That's not allowed.
It's not allowed. No, that was one of the rules when my children were.
Really?
Never touch the window, because it's.
So I'm not allowed to touch the window.
You don't touch the window.
And it's like, it's okay. Like, I know people who don't like fingerprints on the window, but the way he's talking to her, it's like as if he's talking to his child. As a matter of fact, he references it. He's like, no. That was one of the rules I had with my children. Yeah, did you fuck your children? Did your children offer up their pussy to you? Do you want to fuck me? Then don't talk to me like a kid.
Really?
Never touch the window, because it's.
So I'm not allowed to touch the window.
You don't touch the window.
So she's like looking at him, like perplexed, and she's trying to figure out if he's joking with her.
Because you have to clean them, man.
So she puts her whole hand, did you hear that? That's the thud of her whole hand being placed on the window.
Because you have to clean them, man. You're making trouble. Do you want me to be happy, Nikki? Did you want Nikki? You're messing with Nikki. You're messing with my happiness.
I can't wipe it. I'm in my clothes.
No. We'll get you a towel to wipe it. Okay.
Yeah. There are consequences to your actions, Nikki.
It's too serious. I always told him that. Mark, why are you so serious?
You're going to bed without dinner, Nikki.
You're weird.
I know.
You're always weird.
I'm always weird.
That's why I love you so much.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome for that.
I'll put up with anything.
I think that as time goes on, that I'm going to see that Nikki isn't as well-rounded, maybe, and not, you know, a little immature. I'm hoping that we...
She's 90. She's still a teenager. Of course, she doesn't give a shit about fucking fingerprints on a window.
Immature. I'm hoping that we can, you know, get through those issues. Do you think you'll feel like you're at home?
Stop yelling at me like a child.
I don't know yet, maybe.
I don't know anybody here in America. It's really important to me that his family and me get along well.
Oh, it's tomorrow. I'm going to meet Elise.
My daughter, Elise, is dragging her feet. And I want her to be cordial, and I want you to be the best of friends. For the last 20 years, I was a single dad. That's why I really, truly hope that my daughter and Nikki get along.
They're both the same age, after all. I'm sure they'll have lots in common. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Again, real quick, gotta mention the Sideshow. It is our member site. This is how I make my living. If you like TV and you want to hear more, sign up for the Sideshow. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Get full access to the entire archive of shows. Well over 3,000. Plus, every week we do bonus shows and exclusive programs. Yesterday we did an exclusive show. Tomorrow, another one. Great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, O.J. Simpson. There's a name we haven't heard in a while. O.J. Simpson could be denied parole after he was caught masturbating in his cell. This is really weird because I did read an article earlier this week that was talking about how O.J.'s mandatory sentencing or whatever is done this year. And he could be released, you know, depending on, you know, if he's been on his best behavior and if he can get parole and all that shit, right? Well, and now, a couple days later, they're like, O.J. Simpson's not going anywhere because we caught him masturbating in his cell. Like, where else are you supposed to masturbate if not your cell? I mean, there's very few places you can go as a prisoner. And, you know, men have urges. So let's see. He was caught pleasuring himself in his cell, which is strictly prohibited in federal prisons. This is all according to a prison source. OJ's facing a disciplinary hearing after being written up for masturbating in his prison cell, said the source. He was caught by a female corrections officer making her normal rounds in late June. This is a 70-year-old guy. This is why I think this might be fake news, right? Or this could be just a way to try to keep OJ behind bars. I'm like, yeah, we caught him masturbating. He's not going to go free. As if that's like a huge offense, masturbating. You know, he wasn't, like, showing off, right? He wasn't, like, sticking his dick through the bars. He was, you know, just trying to take care of fucking business. And for a 70-year-old man, if he's still, you know, into that, good for him. When OJ, now 70, goes in front of the Nevada Department of Corrections Parole Board on Thursday, he still won't have faced a disciplinary hearing for the masturbation charge, which, says the source, could pose a problem for him. This is, you know, I almost feel like I should have run a Snopes search on this. This seems fake. Quote, while it's not the most serious charge to be written up for in prison, it's serious enough that any potential parole date may be delayed or his parole denied altogether, added the source. OJ has served almost 9 years of a 33-year sentence for a 2008 conviction for kidnapping and robbery, when the disgraced football hero and his pals confronted a pair of memorabilia dealers with loads of OJ souvenirs at the Palace State Hotel and Casino on September 13, 2007. Most observers believe he will be granted parole after meeting with the four DOC parole board members on July 20th. Simpson will appear remotely from Lock, I guess that's the name of the prison, in front of the four-member parole board in Carson City, Nevada, via video conference at around 1 p.m. One of the victims in the case, Bruce Fromong, is expected to testify in favor of his release. I bet you this guy's like, OJ's probably going to be released. I don't want him murdering me, so I will testify in his defense. I mean, most people know or think that the whole reason why he's serving 33 years in prison is not because of this robbery. So, you know, OJ, I guess, went after these memorabilia guys trying to steal back what he believed was his, right? So he got a 33-year sentence, but most people really think like it's because, you know, OJ was found not guilty of the murder, even though he totally did it, right? So this was kind of a roundabout way of, you know, putting him behind bars for the murder, but not really for the murder, you know? Retired Clark County DA David Roger, who won convictions against Simpson in 2008 for robbery and kidnapping, said the disgraced footballer has done enough time inside a Nevada prison cell. Quote, the guy did a lot of time on a robbery charge. I expect he'll probably be paroled. Even though he was, you know, pulling his putt and blowing his goo all over that jail cell. OJ was written up under the Prison Rape Elimination Act of 2003. The first United States federal law passed dealing with sexual assault. Now, the bill was signed into law on 2003, and while masturbation is not directly mentioned in the act, it is considered by many states to be a sexual offense in this bill. Ridiculous. We're all sex offenders then. All right, second story we have for you today. I can't believe. You know what? I can believe this. Nothing surprises me anymore. Caitlyn Jenner is back in the news. Oh dear, now what is this all about? Caitlyn Jenner is releasing a cover of Aerosmith's Dude Looks Like a Lady. I'm sure, like, right after Bruce Jenner announced that he was becoming Caitlyn Jenner, the thought crossed my mind, oh, I should do a cover of Dude Looks Like a Lady in Bruce's voice. Dude Looks Like a Lady. But then I thought, no, that is way too easy. Kind of a hack joke at that point. Dude Looks Like doing a song. Caitlyn Jenner singing that, but she's doing it herself, of course. Caitlyn Jenner is making her debut as a recording artist. Oh, I could not wait. In the history of celebrity albums, this is going to be placed squarely above or below William Shatner. I mean, that's the gold standard, right? The day this album drops is going to be a very easy day of show prep for Timmy Boo. It's almost like a vacation day for me. All right, taking to Instagram, the reality star and Olympic gold medalist. I mean, how sad is it that now reality star appears before Olympic gold medalist? The reality star and Olympic gold medalist and trans person shared a photo of herself with Aerosmith's lead singer, Steven Tyler, who himself kind of looks like a tranny at this point, and announced they'd be recording one of the band's most iconic singles. Quote, Steven Tyler and I are working on our duet for Dude Looks Like a Lady, she wrote alongside the photo, adding that it's one of her favorite songs. Some weren't happy with the announcement. Yeah, really? You know, Caitlyn Jenner, even though she's a Republican, which is kind of weird, she's all about trans rights and acceptance and not making fun of trans people, but the song itself, dude, she's calling herself a dude who looks like a lady. Some weren't happy with the announcement, as one Instagram user took to the comment section to point out to Caitlyn that the song has been used to humiliate trans people for years. I don't think that was ever the intention. You know, back in the 80s, when that song was released, a lot of guys did look like women, you know, with the long hair. That was the style, right? I don't know. All right, added another. Jenner actually thinks this is some sort of light joke, but it's harmful to... She's trans! She's allowed to make these jokes if she wants to. Just like gay people are allowed to use the word faggot, black people are allowed to use the N-word, Trannies can sing Dude Looks Like a Lady if he or she wants to. During an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live after posting that photo, oh, Caitlin explained her decision. I think I have it here. Oh, I get to hear Caitlyn Jenner speak. Here we go.
It's great to have you here.
My pleasure.
Did I do
you? You've had every member of my family
here.
It's
I
about
have.
Time you had me here.
Your daughter
me here. I'm working on that impression. It's not too far off. Let me fast forward to the part where she actually mentioned Steven Tyler.
Actually, it was kind of funny. If you noticed today on Instagram, I posted a picture of me.
Oh. I mean, is he even trying to sound like a woman?
Steven
I
have Tyler.
I mean, I guess it's like, look, he's what, 70, 60 something?
On Instagram, I posted a picture of me.
Oh, Steven I have
Tyler.
That picture.
I am who I am. That's another song I'm going to cover. I am who I am.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Hold on here. I'm sorry. Let me get the. Oh, so she's showing the picture of Steve Tyler.
Yeah, yes. There we go.
I don't know why I keep calling him Steve Tyler. It's Steve.
Yeah, yeah. There we were. That was 2 nights ago. Yeah. That was 2 nights ago.
And you wrote Working on Our Duet for Dude Looks Like a Lady, one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Well. Oh, it kind of just sounds like she's making a joke. You know what I mean?
I was at a fundraiser. In Minneapolis,
yeah.
And he was the entertainment.
Oh.
And I had met him, I think, once briefly, years and years ago.
No.
But I'm sitting there and I think, I've got to go.
You know, one thing that I've learned about Caitlyn Jenner is, like, she's way more interesting in theory. Once you actually hear her talk, it's like a fucking bore fest. I quickly lose interest in, you know, whatever she has to say. Never thought a trans person could be boring. Usually I'm fascinated by them. Yes. Final story we have for you today. A Pennsylvania judge has sentenced... I can never get that word right. Let me try to sound it out. Pen. Then there's another N. Pen-sia. And then that... Then there's a Y and then a V. It's all very confusing. Pennsylvania judge has sentenced a married couple to up to 7 years in prison. Keep in mind... That's less time than O.J. Simpson is serving. What did these people do? They gifted their child to a sex cult. I feel like that warrants more jail time than just stealing a piece of memorabilia that was probably yours to begin with. All right, yes, a Pennsylvania judge has sentenced a married couple to up to 7 years in prison after they gifted their oldest, for tax purposes. They didn't want to sell the kid. So they gifted. I know that trick. After they gifted their oldest daughter to a cult-like figure who sexually assaulted the girl and her 5 sisters. So what? It was a gift. You can't tell me, what not to do with something after you gifted it to me. It's no longer yours. All right. Judge Jeffrey L. Finley said Wednesday that the actions of Daniel and Savilla Stolzfuzz were unimaginable as he sends the couple to up to 7 years for child endangerment. Authorities say the couple gave their children, plural, to 52-year-old Lee Donald Kaplan. Well, that sounds like a fucking creep, doesn't it? 3 names there. Lee Donald Kaplan, who twice impregnated one of the girls because he helped them out of financial trouble. Oh, I'd totally let someone impregnate me if they, like, wiped out all of my debt. Oh, my. It's a no-brainer. And it sounds like it was a deal. The girl was like, oh, I've got all this debt. I've got, like, $5,000 in credit card bills. And this guy's like, this Lee guy, Lee Donald Kaplan, is like, hey, I'll make you a deal. I'll pay your credit cards off if you let me come inside you and you carry my babies. And at the time, it sounded like a good deal, right? Yeah, I'll take that. She probably didn't even think of it, right? Yeah, give me the $5,000. She paid off her credit card bill, and then all of a sudden, it became a problem when she had to pay the piper, or whatever that phrase is. Authorities say the couple gave their children to 52-year-old Lee Donald, who impregnated one of the girls 2 times because he helped them out of financial trouble when they broke with their Amish faith. Oh, they were Amish kids? Those children are worth considerably less than normal kids. Kaplan has been convicted of child rape in the case. The girl's mother has said she knew about the sexual activity between the man and her daughters, but believed it could be a good thing. This is a direct quote from the woman, the mother. Yeah, I know he fucked my daughters, but I thought it could be a good thing. I think these children might have been better off being sold off or gifted. You know what I mean? Like, this does not sound like a woman who is very maternal. I love that the news story ends with that quote. The mother saying, yeah, I knew about the raping of my children, but I thought it could be a good thing. That's what parents say when, like, children get their first job. Yeah, I know it's the summer or whatever, but, you know, the kid having a little job, it could be a good thing for him. Getting out of the house, it could be a good thing. Sending the kids off to camp. Yeah, they're going to be homesick, but I think it would be good for them. It could be a good thing. Having a 52-year-old man pump loads of cum into my daughter's tight little virgin pussy and then forcing her to have multiple babies. I don't know. It seems a bit extreme, but it could be a good thing. All right. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails. Get the hell out of here. Remember when I had that idea of raising money by having a pseudo auction where we would ban a listener from the voicemail line? Whoever came up with the most cash could tell me, like, who they don't want calling in anymore for a month or a year or whatever. Well, it's sort of, it's escalated to the point now where people are offering money to me to just eliminate the voicemail segment completely. Like, how much would it take for you to never play another voicemail from these idiots, your listeners? I'm considering it. Thankfully, it's the summertime, and there's a considerable drop-off in calls in the summertime, so I'll only play a couple calls every day. Here is one of them. People don't use the phone in the summer, I'm learning. Interesting.
Vladimir Putin here.
No.
I'm just calling. Why you shit on me? Why your retard fans hate me? What's wrong with my
Hey, aunt? You started it, I think.
It is Russian, it is sexy, you know? I gave you president. What else you want from me? You should
it's
be
true.
Grateful. I gave you businessman as president. He may be buffoon, but he is.
Did he say buffoon or baboon?
He's
both
funny.
Applicable.
What do you want?
Wow, Tim getting a little political on the show. I mean nothing
slave,
by that, of course.
Child,
I am apolitical.
Child sex slave.
Apolitical retard.
Ring owner.
I don't spout off
for
on that.
President. No.
What are you talking? I don't care. Okay, your impression is bad. It's almost as bad as the real fake Vladimir Putin. Let's try this next one here. Starting to agree with my listeners. No more voicemails.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Ooh. This is Libby, your lifetime girl sideshow freak from Toronto.
Libby!
I'm the one with the Twitter account Dig It Horde, and I've been posting a haiku about DV every show since June 25, 2012.
Yeah.
Because
that is some real commitment, especially because I don't think a lot of people see those haikus. I mean, I try to favorite them and I try to retweet them occasionally, but yeah, you should all follow her. Every episode of DV has a haiku associated with it. Thanks to Diggy Hoyd on Twitter.
Why not? I have nothing better to do with my life.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted you to know, I'm about to pull the trigger on haiku number 2000.
Oh, my God.
I wrote it on May 8th, but I've just been putting it off, so I haven't posted it yet. So I thought I'd call you and alert you that that's coming. And also all the
haiku... This call was from June 4th, so she's probably already posted it.
Haikus I've written since then, so just be prepared for a small deluge. Anybody who wants to follow this...
It's pronounced delugi.
Stupidity.
Idiot.
It's Libby, and my Twitter handle is at digithorde, as in yo digithorde.
But isn't it? It's like D-I-G-G-E-T, right?
Two. So that was one thing.
Like, as in digithorde. Like, how the hell do you spell that?
The thing, Tim, is...
I don't even think there's an R in there. I think it's like D-I-G-G-E-T-H-O-A-W-D or something.
I know you typically call your girl fans Tim Henson's Pussy Posse, but that's getting kind of old. And I took some inspiration from Alexis K. Tyler, and I wanted to propose Tim Henson's Vagina Power.
Oh.
Wanted to ask what you thought of that, and maybe some of the other girl freaks can chime in on that. Chickadee, Surly, Distorted Bitch, and Swiggy. Just to modernize it a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's about all.
Of course, Vagina Power might actually predate the Pussy Posse. You know, I think I featured Alexis K. Tyler during, like, the second or third year of DV.
I'm actually calling. I'm a Patreon supporter, but I'm calling on the regular line. I think today is June 4th, so let me be the first to wish you a happy birthday.
Wow, you're so close.
And again, anybody who wants in on these haikus, my Twitter handle is at digithorde.
Yeah, you can follow her. You can like her tweets. Maybe you can come up with some of your own haiku. Take some of the pressure off her. For Christ's sake, she does this every episode. Yeah, I don't know. I like Tim Henson's Pussy Posse. You're right, though. It is getting a little long in the tooth. I feel like Vagina Power is just straight up stealing Alexis K. Tyler's gig, right? So maybe we can come up with something else. Ladies, what would you like to be called? We're taking suggestions. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it okay?
No, you can't ship your pussy here.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back to end the week with the Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been.
Oh, do you need a ride?
How about I give you a ride of the mustache variety?